Justin Cooper, congratulations. You broke the streak, rode really well. Not a fun day, I think, but you got it done. You guys rode, all three of you guys, I think, rode really well.
Yeah, we had, everyone had the same conditions. I don't think everyone wanted it to rain. It was pretty good yesterday, and, you know, of course, for Team USA, we were all riding really good in the dry conditions, so it was kind of like the equalizer today with the mud, and, yeah, I think we proved a lot of people wrong. I think a lot of people doubted us. They knew we were strong, but to get it done in these conditions and, you know, to prevail like that, we all did our job. We all executed, and no one really had a bad race, so.
I was surprised the track was as bad as it was because, I mean, it was perfect yesterday. And when I went to bed at midnight, it wasn't raining. And then I got here, and I was like, oh, like, it was not great.
No, it really wasn't. Going out for free practice, I was like, whoa, we got more rain than I thought. It was supposed to be just a little bit, but we knew it was coming. We knew it was going to be wet. And, yeah, we just had to kind of block that out, execute, and that's what we did.
Got the inside gate, right? And then that helped out a lot to get to pull a start. You're great with that. So what was the strategy behind that? Did they tell you that? Did you ask? Did they get your input at all?
I think we had that plan for quite a few weeks. Those inside gates end up working pretty well if you hug tight. And, yeah, I was pretty much knew that. I wanted to give the chance to one of the 4WD riders, but they, you know, after the first one, Eli ripped the whole saddle. I was like, you know what, this is working. So we'll keep it the same for Moto 2. And I got a really good start. The second one, I didn't really even see anyone until the first turn. So just pumped on that, got into fourth, and, yeah, put in a solid finish there for the team and put them in a good position headed into the last one.
I didn't keep an eye on you the whole time, but from what I could see from the tower and then on TV, like, I didn't even see you have any close moments. It looked like you really were in control, no problems, like no issues. It looked like a great ride.
Yeah, I had good vision, and I was kind of pacing those front three that were kind of going at it. So I was able to just stay close to them and kind of save the goggles a little bit. And, yeah, there at the end, I wanted to make a run for third, but nothing really opened up.
How was the anger level after Hunter got you in the first time? Were you all right, or were you like, hey, whatever, I was right on him? I mean, it was close.
Yeah, so that was a tougher class. So I knew it was going to be tough, and everything spread out so quick. I was looking ahead, and there was just a lot of work to be done for not that much of a reward. So saved some energy for the second one, and, yeah, we got a better start, which I was pumped on and rode it home.
I felt like you guys were in that moto, were just yo-yoing, right? Like,
yeah, it was Hunter was riding good all weekend, and ended up on top, though.
Nice job. Congratulations. Great ride for all you guys. Thanks, man.
Thank you.